discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Well, on the one hand, prayer is so simple. We've been saying the word since we were small. But then we consider the truth that prayer is a conversation with the Creator of us all. So how do we start? What do we say? And is speaking a special prayer language a required component? And why is it so important that we do pray? For answers on the road today, we welcome back the gentleman who leads Multi-Site Embrace Church in South Dakota and Minnesota, continually recognized as one of the fastest growing churches in America, Pastor Adam Weber. His passion for prayer led him to craft last year's Talking with God, What to Say When You Don't Know How to Pray, which became one of Amazon's top 100 best-selling books. And due to the outpouring of interest in the book and in the topic, it has just been re-released in softcover with a brand new chapter on listening to God. It is always a treat to be in your verbal presence, good man. Welcome back.
Oh, it's an honor. Absolutely an honor. And I'm just so grateful for you, Ryan, and just the chance to talk.
I would just like to say, of course, you hear Adam all over Faith Radio these days with Bill Arnold in the mornings. He's visited with Susie in the afternoons. But on behalf of each of you on the road listening friends, we'd just like to say he was ours first.
Yeah, Bill, I need to make sure Bill remembers that too. I'll let him know next time I talk to him that you guys had me first.
Thank you, brother. Well, hey, congratulations on the new soft cover re-release. Obviously, when that happens, there's just been this ton of interest in the topic. Were you prepared for the response, or did you sense that prayer was a subject people were really ready to talk about?
Yeah, I think I have two different answers, actually. I knew that people were interested, and it's something that people were wrestling with and had questions about, but I was shocked by the response, and that people were interested enough to go and get a copy of the book. You really realize, gosh, this is a question, this is a topic, and prayer is something that people want to know more about. And so that was the part that was really, really powerful just for me to see, even as a pastor, to remember the questions that people are asking on Sundays of meeting people right where they are. Like, prayer is something they want to hear about.
There is brand new content in the re-release, a chapter you penned on listening to God, and you can't miss how countercultural it is to be silent and to wait. But you say that's really the single most important part of prayer, right?
Yeah. The book is about, like, the majority of the book is about what to say. And I think that's an important part of prayer and definitely something people are wondering. But honestly, the most important aspect of prayer isn't speaking, it's listening. And really giving God a chance to speak into our lives. I know the longer I follow Jesus myself, the less I'm wanting to talk and the more I'm wanting to listen. Of God, I, even at 36 years old, I know very little about life. I know very little about what will make me happy. I know very little about up from down some days. And yet you know it all. And so, God, I just want to listen to you. Would you speak into my life? Would you remind me of your truth and your promises? Would you guide me in those areas that, like, I'm unsure of what I'm supposed to do? And so prayer, again, so important, talking so important, but listening. And as soon as I released the first version, there was a part of me that's like, gosh, if I had ever had a chance to add a chapter, that would be the chapter I added. And so when the publisher reached out and said, hey, the book's done really well. We'd like to re-release it as a soft cover. Would you want to add a chapter? I lunged at the opportunity. I was like, yes, yes. Because as I was even traveling and speaking at different places, that was the number one question I got asked. Like, okay, so the talking part, so good. How do we hear from God? How do we listen to him?
You do something that makes a whole lot of sense, which is, you know, to see how we should communicate with God. You look at how God communicates in the Bible, and you note that it's often in the still, small voice. And maybe not in epic pronouncements. And that's sort of unexpected, right? That's maybe not what we'd anticipate.
It really is. Like it's not what we anticipate. Even the classic verses in Revelation where Jesus says, "I stand at the door and knock, and he who answers, I will come in and meet with them," is a words to believers. It's to the church. And I just picture Jesus just like, whether we know the Lord or not, just him, this like gently knocking, not barging in, not saying, "Listen up here," you know. I think there are those moments in our life where God does use a circumstance to get our attention. But oftentimes he's just speaking and speaking and speaking. And it's like, God, are we giving you the chance to speak? And honestly, are we listening for your voice? Because often even I've been guilty of it myself, feeling like, gosh, I wish God would speak into my life. I wish he'd guide me. I wish he'd lead me. But then I begin to analyze my week, and I'm like, actually, I don't know if I've given him a chance to say a word. Because right when I wake up, my thoughts are racing 100 miles an hour. Check the phone, look at Twitter, did I get an email? In the shower, I turn music on in the car, listen to this or that, like, which is all wonderful things. You know, like oftentimes I'm listening to worship music here and there. But giving God the room and just being still. And when we have 5 minutes between a meeting, instead of filling it with something, just pausing and inviting God, if we've kind of, you know, spent half the day without him, of, "Lord, I'm sorry. Would you join me? Because this day just isn't working without you. And would you speak to me right now? I'm gonna go in this meeting. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say, or I'm worried about this and that." And so giving God a chance to speak, and how he speaks in a still small voice, I think does surprise us, even though we see that in the Bible.
Man, great words from Pastor Adam Weber. You can hear him there, the joy-filled founder and lead pastor of Embrace Church with multiple campuses in South Dakota and Minnesota. He's written a tremendous book about prayer called Talking with God, What to Say When You Don't Know How to Pray, that's just been re-released due to popular demand. In the same discussion, you talk about something which seems obvious and yet actually struck me as quite profound, which was before we encounter God, we have to decide that we want to hear from God in prayer. And this is a decision that has some pretty significant consequences, right?
It does. I know for myself, there's been many points in my life where I've not wanted to hear from God. Whether it's I'm doing something that I know isn't pleasing to him, or I'm wanting to make the decision on my own of what I think's best for my life. Even with big things, small things. And so I look, and there's so many times where I'm like, God, I really don't want to hear what you have to say. I'm doing fine. Life is good. And I'm just going to keep doing my thing.
Yeah.
And so I think that first decision of, no, I want to hear from you, Lord, and I'm going to listen to you. And so would you please, because you love me so much, you love us so much, would you speak in a way that we couldn't miss it? Just inviting God to speak is a powerful thing. It's the prayer of Samuel: "Speak, Lord, your servant's listening." Mm-hmm. And it's something powerful happens when we really are not just okay with God speaking, but we're asking and inviting him to speak into our lives. I've found in my own life there's something that changes. It's like, okay, Adam, I have your attention. And I just want to speak, and I have so many things to tell you. And one of the things I've always told people is when you begin to listen to God, every day turns into an adventure. It's like, who am I going to end up talking to, and what turn am I going to end up taking in this day that I did not see coming? You know, it just turns into an adventure of, hey, Adam, that person over there that no one's talking to, you should go over and say hello to him. And I'm like, I don't really want to say hello to that person. No, you should go say hello to that person and just ask them how their day's going, and then just listen to them. And I've never ceased to be amazed with where the road will take me.
the continual conversation aspect to prayer that you described right there is definitely something I want to ask you about in just a moment. You describe, though, the sort of the unique complexities that we put between us and talking to God and listening to God. You share some great advice in the book on how we can give him the space and the room to speak. Could you share some of that with us now?
Yeah, just basic things of giving God the chance to speak is, first off, just inviting him. Lord, I would just, is there something that you want me to do today? Is there something that you want me to see today? Is there hear today? So just inviting him. And then just as simple as turning off the TV, as simple as when it gets warm enough, roll down the windows in your car. I'm daydreaming about that day when we can.
Amen.
But just rolling down the windows and just like, God, I'm just all yours and I want to hear from you. And so I think just pausing. Oftentimes, I know for myself, when I most clearly am able to hear God's voice is I go on walks at night often. And so I'll be wrestling with something and like I'll tell God specifically what I'm wrestling with. And then the rest of the time I'm walking, I just listen. And Lord, would you just help me to sense you? And really when it comes to listening, I think the base is time with God in his word, the Bible, of just really coming to hear and really know what God's voice sounds like. So that's like the foundation is getting in the word. But when we really have that, just God's word and in our lives and just kind of an overflow of our heart, those moments of just being still and inviting God to speak time and time again, he speaks so clearly.
You spend some time talking Paul and describe how he instructs the Thessalonians to be followers of Jesus. And he calls them to encourage each other. And then you note that this same word in the text also translates as pray. And you go on to really explain then how that truth has come alive for you in your own walk. Can you take us inside that phenomenon?
Yeah. No, it's such a powerful thing when I was reading through and came across that word. And it can also mean pray, strengthen, comfort one another. What more is needed in our world today than that? I feel like it's like we are so in need of being encouraged and strengthened and comforted and prayed for. Honestly, more and more. In the past, I think, honestly, I was like, oh, thank you so much for praying for me. And now I'm like, thank you so much for praying for me because I can truly sense that you are.
Wow.
And when we pray for another person, it's amazing just to see even the posture of their body physically change. Of just whether it's praying that they'd be encouraged and just like you can just see a weight is lifted off and just strengthened. You can just see right before them like they're just them getting stronger. Even today I met with a guy at a coffee shop, never met him before. He's been coming to the church and just he was telling me he's going through a lot of things right now in his life, hard stuff. He lost a loved one, had some car issues mechanically, and so just stressed about money and job. And so he's just like, I don't know how to surrender control. Adam, I hear you talk about giving control over to God, but I'm not really sure how that looks. So we talked a little bit about that. And then I said, can I just be honest, man, you've gone through a lot. And like, I just want you to know what you've gone through. That's a big deal. And I'm sorry that you've had to experience like one of those four things is a big deal, but all four at the same time. And I said, you just have to be tired. Are you tired? And he looked at me, I mean, just from the core of his soul, you could just tell he just wanted to have a good cry. And so I just said, if it's okay, I want to, before we go, can we pray? And he said, I'd love that. So I just prayed, God, would you just strengthen my brother? I'm so grateful that you're a God that when we're unable to walk, you carry us. And so I pray you give him strength. This is exactly what I said. I pray you give him strength. So clearly that he would just know it's yours, not his. Just blow him away. He just has strength in places that he should be exhausted. Mm. And we got done. And just the grin on his face even afterwards, you could just see he was encouraged and comforted and strengthened.
Wow.
And we have that ability to do that for each other at any moment. How wonderful is that? And how powerful is that in a world that's quick to criticize and tear down and, you know, hurt and judge and whatever else? Like, man, I want to be quick to pray and comfort and strengthen my brother and my sister. And just and seeing God move through that is a powerful thing for the person being prayed for. But even for us, when we begin to see the impact that prayer can have on a person and just asking God to supernaturally work in their life, we get to be front row, like, fans and cheerleaders to seeing what God's doing. That's awesome. Like, holy moly. I saw a change in that person's life. That's awesome. And it just spurs you on to want to comfort, strengthen, and encourage and pray for another person. And so it was a powerful thing for me even this morning just to see him. When we walked away, I left worshiping and thanking God.
Man. Well, thanks. That was an awesome story. Thank you for sharing that. And for using the phrase holy moly as well, which you just don't hear enough anymore.
Oh, holy moly needs to come back. I think we need to bring this back.
Adam Weber is the joy-filled founder and lead pastor of Embrace Church with multiple campuses in South Dakota and Minnesota. He's written a tremendous book on prayer called Talking with God, What to Say When You Don't Know How to Pray. It's just been re-released due to popular demand. You know, I'm guessing one of the most commonly asked questions about prayer would have to be in general, well, does God really listen when we pray? And you tackle that by pointing to the famous story of Jesus on the boat in the storm. So what is Jesus' reaction to those winds and waves show you when it comes to that question?
Yeah. Oh, that story, it's in a couple of the different gospels, but that story of Jesus being asleep. And I think a couple different things. First off, it shows me his complete trust in God the Father. Because he's not surprised that there's a storm that comes up. And yet he's at such peace and such knowing that God has got it taken care of, that he's asleep during it. That image of even when Jesus says, there's no need to worry. God knows all of your needs and he loves to provide. So that's one part that I see. I'm like, whoa. But then his willingness, like just him getting up and commanding the winds and the waves to be still, and just offering his peace in the midst of storms is a wonderful thing. The when it says a furious storm came up in that story, it literally translates like to mean an earthquake under the ocean. It's like a tsunami. I mean, this isn't just like a couple waves over the boat. This is like the end of the world type of weather.
Wow, okay.
Like, what is going on here? You know what I mean? So it's a bad storm. And yet again, Jesus just trusting in God, like to protect and to provide. And I'm so thankful that our God meets us. He hears our voice, considers what we have to say. I mean, just all throughout the Psalms, David is just crying out to him and being heard, like, you hear me, Lord. And I'm just so grateful for God that we can speak to in the midst of storms, not when life is perfect and everything's roses, but in the midst of those terrible storms underneath the sea, that God is with us, that he hears us, he is near us and he cares for us and he loves us, is a wonderful thing to know. And ultimately, he's in control of all things. Whether he calms the storm or he rides it out with us, we have a God who hears us and he hears our cries for help. And I'm just more and more thankful for that. And he's a God who's near us, not far away from us. He's like a shepherd. Shepherds aren't in a mansion far away. Instead, they sleep in the fields with their sheep. And so I'm just grateful that's the God we speak with. And when it comes to prayer, I think understanding who God is and what his heart is like, when we come to understand his character and his promises, it's like that's the God we're speaking with. Speaking of a shepherd, he's like a shepherd who, when he loses one sheep, he searches far and wide for it. And when he finds that one sheep, he calls his friends together and throws a party. It's just a powerful thing of like, man, that's who we get to speak with. I can't believe it. And so it's just a powerful thing when we realize who we're speaking with. And again, he lives life with us in the storms, in the fields. that's a wonderful promise to know.
Well, and the picture that you paint there reminds me as well that I think so often when we think about prayer, we think of it as sort of a, okay, I'm going to pray now, and then I'll, maybe again, I'll pray later. But it's sort of a one-time thing. You know, we pray maybe on Sunday morning, maybe at Bible study. But when you describe it that way, the sort of the companionship nature of it, I mean, this is a conversation that is ongoing, a conversation that never really ends. The continuity factor of it is something that maybe we don't always think about.
Yes. And sometimes it doesn't have to even be words. It is a conversation. And at times it might be weird if you're in a meeting or you're teaching a class or something like that, like just to randomly pray out loud. But I think even in those moments of like just being still in a meeting before you speak and just internally like, God, like I just want you to give me the words to say. So stuff like that, but also just sporadically throughout the day, small things of just thanking God for your family and your health. Big things, gosh, there's one of our staff people, their mom is battling cancer. And so I drove by the hospital the other day and just even thinking about her, I prayed for Christy. Lord, would you just give her strength and heal her body and give her peace? It could be lighthearted things. I'm just telling God about how much you love him or asking for guidance. I think more and more just trying to think relationally of how we speak with someone that we truly love and when we're with them. Just are the things that we say might be totally sporadic or they might be really hard and heavy conversations. Oftentimes I think about my own dad. When I'm with him, a lot of times we don't say anything at all, and yet we're saying so much. Like there's just this feeling in the air, like we enjoy each other's company. And I think that's prayer of just, Lord, I just delight with just being with you. And I just enjoy being with you. And I think when we come to that tenderness, I never cease being blown away by Jesus calling God often Abba, this intimate, like basically daddy, instead of like my father or the head of the household or something like really set apart or whatever. Yeah. It's just really personal, like heartfelt, and especially at that time, it's like, who are you calling Abba? God? What? And I just think that tenderness and that relationship is really when it just turns into, like, prayer really begins to go someplace then of realizing that I always say when it comes to prayer, the only time I edit my words is when it's with somebody I don't know or somebody I'm trying to impress. So I'm thinking through, like, gosh, don't say that, and you'll sound foolish, so be careful. It's only with people I don't know or I try to impress.
Wow.
When I'm with people, when I'm with someone that I know loves me, like my dad, I never edit my words. I'm just like, I speak freely from the heart, and it's not hard. It just, whatever's in my soul, like, I mean, from talking about the weather to when they're going to plant crops to like how he's feeling today health-wise, it's just natural. And that's the kind of relationship that God longs to have with us.
Man, inspiring stuff from Pastor Adam Weber. He is full of joy, as you can hear, and full of some great wisdom as well. The lead pastor of Embrace Church, multiple campuses in South Dakota and Minnesota. The tremendous book just re-released in soft cover with an extra chapter. It's called Talking with God, What to Say When You Don't Know How to Pray. And brother, if people are just fascinated by this topic, if they just want to know more and want to grab a copy of the book itself, where's the best place to start the journey of discovery?
You can pretty much find it anywhere books are sold. So everything from Christian bookstore to Barnes & Noble. You can also get it online. I think right now, actually, Target is the cheapest place to get a copy. So Target.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble or ChristianBooks.com. So I would be humbled. Anybody who would go get a copy is a humbling thing. And if that's you, I just pray it would just encourage you and to talk with God and make you fall more and more in love with Him.
I can confirm, as I sit here with my own copy of the book, full of dog-eared pages and sticky notes, that it is worth the read. Brother, wow, what a pleasure every single time to talk with you. Thank you so much. God bless you and keep up the great work, man.
Same for you, Ryan, and thank you just for you and just what all the stations are doing to encourage people in their love for Jesus. It's a wonderful thing. So thankful for you, and God bless you as well.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.